Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you wondering why some people have such extreme confidence and not others? Well, today I'm going to talk about one of my heroes, Tony Robbins, and why he has such confidence. Welcome back to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo, here to help you take back control of your self-esteem and confidence. So I talk about Tony Robbins quite a lot. He's one of my biggest heroes. I've been to a few of his events and I basically listen to him pretty much every day because he's the number one success coach in the world. He's continually evolving and helping people, always contributing. And he's just got brilliant, brilliant content. And he's huge. I think he's almost a billionaire now. But he shows extreme charisma. That's the word I was looking for. Charisma. I was mixing up words again then. And it's not without effort. I've talked about this before, but people think, wow, these charismatic, confident people, they're just born like that. Absolute rubbish. It takes work and effort to build yourself up because there's a lot of challenges and obstacles that come in our way. But it's our mindset that makes the difference and how we think about the world and what we do in terms of our actions and habits that is absolutely key. Now, I believe we're born with a good deal of self-esteem. If you look at a baby, they make all sorts of mess. They don't really care what others think about them. But then we pick up these beliefs, these limiting beliefs, and we start holding ourselves back, the real us, and we start worrying about what others think. Now, other confidence coaches I've spoken to and some really, really good therapists I've heard have said this as well. We have good self-esteem when we're young. We just get filled up with all kinds of rubbish and beliefs that are not true about us. And that's what can impact on how we feel about us. So I wanted to talk about Tony and some of the things he does that get him in this optimum charismatic state, because he shares a lot about himself in these events. Now, you may have not heard of Tony Robbins, which is quite surprising. Sometimes people say they've not heard of him. He's the number one biggest name I've come across in the personal growth world and number one success show, but you might be hearing about him for the first time. So you can do a quick Google, but he's huge in the personal growth world. And he's always so charismatic. Anyone comes at him with a problem, he knows he can pretty much solve it. And he's been doing that since he was 17 and he's now just gone 61. So what does he do to always keep him in state? And this is what he shares in events like UPW, which is Unleash the Power Within, one of his personal growth events, Date with Destiny, another event which goes deeper into your values and beliefs and relationships, and many, many other events. So the first thing he does is he always makes sure he gets in state. What do we mean by state? State is your emotional state, how you feel. And he points out you've got to get yourself into good body language. You've got to say the right things yourself. You've got to make the right movements to get you in the right state. So think about it. When you've been down, and we've all been down, so I'm sure you've been sad before, your body language is looking down, looking negative, usually head rolled down. And that doesn't make you feel so good. But when you're feeling happy, your chest is usually up, you usually got a smile on your face, you're usually excited, and you've got more energy. So he looks at practicing his state every day. No matter how he's feeling, he always makes sure he practices these movements to get in a good, good body language and therefore feel good and a good state as a result. So think about what you can do to be in a positive state as much as possible. And one tip is, as soon as you get out of bed, do a power walk, walk upright and smile, no matter what you're thinking in your head, because when we change our state, we can change how we feel. The second point is serving and purpose. He wants to feed millions and millions of families who are starving. He wants to serve millions of people in the personal growth community. And he's got that much of a passion for helping others that develop from a young age. he goes for it, and he's got something bigger than himself. And when we're often insecure, worrying about ourselves, and I've been there myself, and he's admitted to it, it's because we're so tucked up in our own world and our own head that we're not helping other people as much as we could be. So he's always focusing on what he can do for others. Now, there's a fine line. He doesn't overdo it and exhaust himself. It's important to look after yourself and your self-esteem, because in particular, you won't be able to help other people if you're draining yourself down. And it's not about people pleasing, but serving and contributing to the world is going to give you such good fulfillment. And it might take you a while to figure out what that is, but it's not okay to not look for it. Look for something you feel really strongly about and think about how it helps others or contributes to others. The third point is mentors and coaches. From a young age, he got Jim Rohn, who's a huge name in the personal growth world, to mentor him. He's sadly no longer with us, but Tony paid lots and lots of money, sacrificed so much money, hardly had any, and he did everything he could through bank loans to get Jim Rohn to mentor him. And therefore, that's what led him to be the man he is today. He just kept getting people to show him how to master things. He was learning from the best. And therefore, that rubbed off on him. That kind of confidence, that kind of feeling rubbed off on him. So if you're learning from people who are charismatic, who are always striving for growth, you're more likely to become that way. Number four, he knows exactly what he wants. This is slightly different from point two, but he knows precisely what he's trying to achieve each day, and he's dead clear for his goals in the year. When we get caught up with all these distractions and confused on what we need to do, it can drag us down and drain our energy, and we don't feel as good about ourselves. But he's clear on what he wants daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and even longer than that, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years into the future. Now, you don't have to have the exact idea and you like 10 years in the future, but you've got to have a vision. And it may shift, but we need a direction to go in. And that is a trait I've definitely picked up in many, many top charismatic people. I know exactly what I want to do. I want to build my podcast. I want to build myself as an author. I want to keep developing my friendships and groups like that, keep developing my health, keep developing my finances so I can contribute to others, but also grow myself and care for myself. I want to marry a particular kind of girl. And I'm dead clear on that. Now, it's going to be a challenge to reach that. But when you're clear on what you want, that's going to really help. And don't say you've got no time to figure out what you really want, because, well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. If anyone's ever said that, I think I heard one person say it once. But if you don't have time to figure out what you want in life, you're just going to go through life on autopilot mode and get caught in the things that aren't you. And therefore, you're not going to feel as good about being you if you do that. Then the final point, and this is key to anyone really, really confident in what they do. He does things before he's ready. So he was going around trying to tell people he can help them solve their problems before he was qualified or doing anything. And I remember him learning a little bit of psychology with some other psychiatrist, I think it was, and they were like, whoa, we got to get qualified and do all this stuff. And they were a lot older than him, but he learned a bit and went out into the city straight away. Now, he's a very, very charismatic man, so it's quite an exception, but he went out and started helping people randomly out there before he was ready. He started going up on stages, and he wanted to present in front of a load of people, but presented in front of five people in the end. And he was doing all these things before he's ready. You've got to start doing things before you're ready, because if you wait until you're ready, you will never do them, even if it's just small little bits of action each time. So those are the five points of Tony Robbins and how he creates such extreme confidence through those things. Now, I'm not saying don't compare yourself to Tony Robbins. I'm saying, like, you shouldn't compare yourself to anyone or me or anyone. You need to be you, but these are some of the techniques and things you need to start incorporating to build up confidence. Make no change. Nothing will change in your life. And you don't want to get later in life and regret it. So very often I've had this conversation in my mentoring sessions, and I remember someone recently brought up, how are confident people so like confident and have no fears? And I was like, oh dear. So confident people, once again, do have fears. It's just their ability to keep going through them, even though they feel fearful. Confidence comes from results, but results come from action, and you can't get results until you take the action. So you have to take the action. And that was really, really clear. And I certainly learned that when I was talking through my jobs, when I was talking in meetings. I mean, I was scared to say my name. And then one day I thought, I've had enough. I need to grow in this company. I need to build up my career. And to do that, I need to speak. So I started volunteering myself, even though I was terrified to speak in meetings. You will never be ready. You will never be ready until you do it. Okay. And that's certainly something I've discussed with clients. And then they've been able to go and take action and do things that were a little uncomfortable, but build such good confidence. So if you are looking for more confident habits and what actions you can take, maybe you're a little bit confused, you need a little bit more clarity, and you're ready to make that change because you're fed up of blocking yourself from progressing, I am personally offering one-to-one in my confidence mentoring. So if you've been looking for that positive change to increase your confidence and stop self-sabotaging yourself through fear and things like that, and start applying more traits like Tony has and other confident people have, then take the courage to apply to see if you qualify for one of my limited spots. We will work together on a weekly basis, and I'll be your personal mentor in one-to-one sessions. The link's in the description below where you can book a time in. And if you're struggling for a spot, then just email me, mentoring@johnnypardo.com. Thank you so much for listening. If you've appreciated this, please give it a rating and please share it with friends and family for anyone who feels going to benefit from the message that's been given today. The more people share, the more people I'm able to reach and therefore help people who are struggling with self-esteem and confidence. I appreciate you. And remember this, improve your self-esteem, you improve the lives of others.